It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Friday.
That's the best quitting time of the week, Bear.
Absolutely, especially when we've got the Fan Run open tomorrow. I was just thinking about going to go home, have a good dinner, get all my gear ready for tomorrow. I've got some things I need to pick up. Got to make sure I got fully charged, fresh batteries in the bullhorn.
What was the other? You're going to get a...
No, that's... Surprise. I got some surprises.
Oh, it's a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got my best Oasis t-shirt ready to go.
Styling and profiling in the Ranger.
A crisp, brand new, going to make its Fan Run debut tomorrow, Yankees bucket hat that was purchased at the World Center of Baseball, Yankee Stadium.
You need to get a red flag for your cart, too.
So, and am I mistaken? These things have Bluetooth speakers built into the carts?
I don't know if they're Bluetooth.
Okay.
But there is a music tab on the GPS thing.
I'll bring my own Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, that's probably smart. Just keep it down when you come close to a swinging golfer.
Everybody except for you guys, I'll keep it down for. I don't know about the gastrointestinal show. Tucker.
My wife will hurt you.
Top five at five. Go.
Thank you, Bear. At number one, Tennessee baseball continues its season with a top four series against number three Kentucky in Lexington this weekend.
Bring it on, Mildcats.
First pitch tonight is at 6:30. It's a two tomorrow and one on Sunday. The Vols will start Chris Stamos, Drew Beam, and Xander Sechrist in that order.
I'm telling you, man, it is one of the things I really like about the benefits of Tennessee being a really good baseball team. Spring Sunday afternoons. Put the game on. It's just so cool
to have something worth watching.
Yeah, that's Tennessee related.
I agree.
So, it's something we're going to have to start talking about on the show. The softball team's putting in work right now.
Yeah, they're good. Like really good.
Yeah, like the only team right now I see standing in their way is what, Oklahoma?
I don't even know. Like I think Oklahoma lost a lot off last year's team, but I'm sure they're still very good.
Yeah, because it's Oklahoma. They run that sport. That's going to make the SEC. It's already a powerhouse in softball. You get Oklahoma and Texas, because I know Texas played against Oklahoma in the World Series like two years ago.
Yeah, I mean, call me crazy. That regular season Tennessee-Oklahoma games, I'm going to get over and definitely watch that one. And you know what? I think as a radio show, we should go support the Lady Vols softball team.
I'm down.
I want to go to a game.
As of 4 days ago, Bear, Texas was number one, Oklahoma two,
boo,
Tennessee four, right behind Duke.
We are absolutely smoking it stats-wise in the SEC. So, congrats to the Lady Vols softball team. Let's bring home some hardware this year.
At number two, some Tennessee football recruiting information. Not a commitment, but 2025 four-star wide receiver Radarius Jackson out of Memphis has been logged a 94.7% chance to commit to Tennessee by On3's Steve Wiltfong. He currently holds offers from the Vols, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Auburn, and Oregon.
How big is he? Do you know that?
I'm going to have to find out how big he is.
How big is he? I'm just curious. So he's from Memphis. Decent little offer list.
6'2", 180 is what he's listed as.
That's perfect.
So rangy.
Perfect. What's his 40 time?
I can't tell
you.
What's
his favorite meal?
I'm not that.
What size shoe is he? Tucker.
Sure, those are decently big shoes.
Yeah, probably. Does it say when he's committing, perchance?
I did not see that.
Okay. But still good when Wiltfong has you as over a 90% favorite. We'll take it.
And Kelsey Pope did play football at Samford, too, so I guess there's that Birmingham connection there.
Oh.
So it's one thing to keep in mind.
Gotcha.
At number three, the NCAA has made two rule changes official for the upcoming football season. The first of those changes is helmet radios for one player on each side of the ball. And the second is two-minute warnings at the end of each half.
Definitely good with the radio chatter. I'll be interested to see how – we may never actually know, but how a team like Tennessee might incorporate that into their offense. It sounded like they're going to rely more on the hand signals and stuff.
That's kind of how that offense is built
to
operate
when
anyway.
When they slow down, they may go more to the helmets, which I thought was pretty interesting. The two-minute warning, the NCAA just proves once again they're a bunch of big, fat liars. We need to shorten the game by lengthening the game. Another stoppage. A two-minute warning. But okay, yeah, got to get those commercials playing, so that's fine.
At number four, MLB scoreboard. Just one game has concluded today. The Cubs defeated the Marlins 8-3. No other games in progress. The Mariners and Rockies, that has been rescheduled to April 21st. Some other games to watch tonight. The Rays play the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. You got the Brewers playing the Cardinals and Busch. I believe that is the first NL Central series for the Cardinals this year.
Have you been to Yankee Stadium?
I have.
Houston?
No.
It's an incredible experience.
The Mets play the Dodgers tonight in LA. You got the Orioles playing the Royals. Here's one that is interesting for the sake of our show. The Rangers take a trip to Atlanta to play the Braves.
Ranger Rick.
And Truist Park. That game is at 7:20 on Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV Plus?
Yes.
What the hell are we doing? I'm fortunate I have Bally Sports through DirecTV. There are a lot of people locally who are pretty upset with the blackouts for Braves games.
Yeah, those are not good, and they happen across sports too, because we've had issues with that with the Titans, I know. I feel like that's the only major team that I watch around here that is
blacked out occasionally.
Blacked out, yeah, because you know, NBA doesn't have as much of a foothold in the Knoxville area as, say, baseball and NFL do.
I feel like I never really noticed it in the NFL because I'm a red zone guy.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
I've been off red zone for a while.
Off?
Off.
Why? It's like the greatest channel ever invented. No commercials, all the games. What more could you need?
I'm a purist, and I want to see more than just the scoring drafts. I want to see there's certain games that I want to watch.
Bear watches NFL football for the punting.
Not for the punting.
More tonight locally at 11.
I mean, it's a weird way to watch football to me.
It's all the big plays.
Part of it is if you have a fantasy team or teams.
It's the best way.
It is the best way to keep track of.
Well,
so
that's
good.
That's when I took it off my cable package was when I stopped playing fantasy involuntarily several years ago. I was banished from league.
Didn't you give Tucker your team this year?
That was the first league that I had joined since my banishment from my longtime keeper league.
And finally, at number five, a pair of energetic vultures in Connecticut went dumpster diving on the day of the solar eclipse. While in the dumpster, they discovered a fermented substance that caused them to become inebriated. After several tests at a local wildlife rehabilitation center, the vultures were deemed, quote, too drunk to fly. The caregivers deemed the birds only needed fluids and sleep in order to regain their full strength.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That checks out.
Yeah.
That's the two things I'm going to need tomorrow after the fan run open, probably, is fluids and sleep.
That happens more than you would think.
It happens
around here in this general area of the country is bears. If they come across, say, like mash barrels where somebody might be making some tax-free liquor,
they will
bust into it and just get obliterated.
Well, we know about the cocaine bear.
Cocaine bear, yep.
That actually happened.
No, I saw a video on like TikTok or something not that long ago where they had to put this bear into the back of a pickup truck because he couldn't walk because he was
schnockered.
What was it that he got into though? It was something like fermented honey or something. I can't remember, but this bear was smashed, just absolutely gonzo, if you will. Yeah.
I had a friend's dog that accidentally got into edibles recently.
Oh, no.
I had a buddy of mine who said he had a friend that had that happen, too.
They had to take the dog to the, you know, the emergency vet.
Have you seen the video where that lady comes home and her dog has gotten into the liquor cabinet?
No, but I've seen one where they just come home and there's like two dogs sitting there. One of them's gotten into her edibles and one hasn't. The one who has, he's just like eyes not even open.
This one, the poor little dog's just sitting there trying to keep it together, and she lifts up. It was like one of them was Kahlua.
Oh.
And he like unscrewed a little bit of the, it was just barely dripping. But another one was like whipped cream flavored vodka.
Oh, God.
And she's like, what do I do? You know, being dramatic for TikTok. And then she's like, all right, come on, Max. And the dog tries to stand up and walk.
Just lumbers over there.
Oh, he slips and falls down. He's just like, he's gassed.
Poor guy.
As Andy would say, Barney, you're gassed.
2 tablespoons of hydrogen peroxide will cure it.
Wouldn't that make him throw up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make turn there in. You need to do it outside. It doesn't take long at all.
Good advice. Yeah.
Make their stomach turn inside out.
What? I guess it would that do work for humans too?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Interesting. What is it? Syrup of ipecac?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever heard of syrup of ipecac, Tucker?
Can I say I have?
There's a couple of videos that used to be on something called E-Bombs World. You've never heard of it.
People would drink that stuff.
Like, they would just like ask people on the street, and this one guy's like, it doesn't taste very good. And he's just standing there very calm, and he just goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then it is just a fire hose.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, most parents know what that is. That's something parents keep when you've got a small child. You keep that in your medicine cabinet in case of emergency.
Induced vomiting.
There's certain things that you're not supposed to, though.
Yeah, sometimes certain chemicals and stuff, it'll make it even worse coming back out.
Now, I think there's one, if you ingest it, you're supposed to drink, like, vodka.
What?
Yeah, I think that may be antifreeze.
Really?
There's something that you do where you – look that up for me, Tucker. They'll have you drink vodka.
What does drinking vodka cure, I guess, would be the question?
I think it blocks – I think it has something to do with protecting your liver, believe it or not.
That sounds counterintuitive, but I'm with you.
It does, but did you find it?
It is also very interesting that the antidote for antifreeze can include hard liquors such as vodka and Everclear.
Yeah, if it does something like it, kind of like if you take iodine, if you remember taking iodine pills, you're near anything radioactive, protect your thyroid.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of the same principle. You start pounding vodka and it'll protect your liver and I think your kidneys.
From the antifreeze.
Antifreeze from it crystallizing and doing the damage.
What, isn't it dogs that love antifreeze?
Yeah, but they've changed the formula. The reason they did was antifreeze, and they changed it, and I think they put an additive in it. But back in the old days, antifreeze was sweet.
Oh.
Like if you tasted it, it was really sweet.
So they got rid of the sugar. So the dogs wouldn't eat it. You know, that checks out.
So
Tucker, excellent top 5 at 5.
Thank you, Houston.
Thank you for the drunken buzzard story, vultures, whatever.
Yeah, they're the same thing.
Yeah, similar. All right, boys, 45 minutes left. What are we talking about, huh? Have we exhausted the baseball? Has Jonas Adu decided to, or Adehu? Has he decided to go to Kentucky? How about Igor?
Is Awaka coming back? And when do you think we're going to hear about Milosevic?
The Awaka thing just gets weirder and weirder every day. It's like, dude, if you're going to come back, just come back. But at some point, if you're Barnes and the guys, you got to just say, nope, we're done. We're not going to be held hostage. We can't. But you probably don't do that until you've got a couple other players already in the bag, so that's probably what they're waiting for. I mean, you got Estrella. Did you really say yesterday that his growth thing, like he could be 7'2"? Who said that?
It was Gainey, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was Coach.
Gainey said that?
Yeah. How the hell would I know what his growth plate looks like?
I don't know. That's insane to me. The fact that he's already in college and can grow 4 more inches.
Well, yeah, he just turned 18.
I know, he's 18. I know.
He's a growing boy. I'm telling you, that kid could end up looking a lot like that clinging kid from
– No, UConn. I agree, yeah. Apparently he's a good shooter too. We just didn't really get to see much of it.
The only thing I really think Estrella would probably – I mean, Klingon was great, and he's probably going to be a top, lottery pick, but I think Estrella's a little bit more athletic.
I would agree.
Looking.
And I – just from some of the videos I've seen, I think he's a better shooter. I know Klingon could step out and hit some threes, but if JP can develop the confidence in that shot, and then obviously, and this is kind of the big one, but like if Barnes will give him the green light to shoot a few occasionally, I think that could be a really good weapon to have potential.
I mean, back
potentially
before he got injured,
footer.
That's usually when Dickinson, when he would do the most damage.
Ate us up doing that.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you're screwed. If a 7-foot guy's sitting out there at the top of the key mm-hmm. and just swishing threes.
Yeah, they just ran, high ball screens for him.
And if you weren't going to walk out there and guard him, he'd pull the trigger on it.
Well, then the problem was you had Plavšić guarding him, so he'd come out too far and Dickinson would go around him, and then if he sagged off, he'd bury the three. I mean, it was really the perfect – I don't know if I would really call it a play, but it was a perfect set to run against that Tennessee
right.
team at the time. I'm good with that.
So, all right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our first break of hour number three right here.
865-288-3131 if you want to join us for the final 40-ish minutes of the draft.
Well, Friday afternoon, free for all, no Russ. You think he's awake right now?
I don't think so. I don't think he woke up until he texted us back at, 12:30, and then he probably went right back to bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm starting to believe maybe he actually is sick.
Yeah. He ain't missing out. He wouldn't be missing out on talking smack about the Fan Run Open tomorrow.
So, I hope he can make it.
Are we going to shun him? I kind of don't want to be around him. Make sure he's better.
I mean, if no one else has caught it, it's probably not a viral thing. It might have just been a food thing. But
for 2 days?
That could have been a really bad bout.
I wonder what he ate. Questions we'll ask on Monday, I'm sure.
A succulent Chinese meal.
Succulent Chinese meal, as they often are.
This is democracy manifest.
I see, sir. You know your judo well. All right. Yep. Let's hit that break.
The Drive. Take fan.
The Drive rages on. Friday afternoon. Kind of getting down to it.
This is Pusher Man, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeesh.
McCurtis Mayfield.
Great song.
Killer. He's got some good stuff, man. One of the greats. You see what happened to him towards the end of his career?
No.
He was on stage and they fly the arrays, speaker arrays at live shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, one broke and dropped.
Fell on him?
Quadriplegic.
You are kidding.
No. It was horrible. Ended up, I think that's what ended up getting him.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, really, really sad story. But yeah, that's what happened to Curtis Mayfield.
I've seen that one video of that K-pop group where the screen just falls and just, I don't know if that guy lived or not. I once it happened, I had to turn off my phone.
There's another actress. She's been on a bunch of stuff. She was on The West Wing and she's been on a couple other things. She's incredible, singer, opera singer as well. She's incredible voice. Can't remember her name. Tiny guy. I'll have to look her up. Anyhow, she was on Broadway, and something fell from the rigging and messed. It didn't paralyze her, but it messed her up.
I mean,
that was one job all the time working at the arena back in the old days and all that. That's one thing I never wanted to do.
Was hang that stuff?
Yeah, because like at one time, I was thinking about it because the money was so good. And you didn't have to sit statically in one place like you do doing the other thing I was doing. But have you ever been up the catwalk up there?
Yeah.
That is up there. It's top five for me, most terrifying thing.
Really?
Yeah, I was terrified being that high up over. Because you know if anything goes wrong, if you fall, you're dead.
Yeah.
You're falling. How high is that? You think like 100, 150 feet maybe?
Yeah, probably like 150. Yeah. Maybe more. I don't know. It's up there. That arena catwalk.
From the rafters all the way up to concrete. You ain't living.
I've been on that many times. Climbed the ladder to the roof up there.
I've never been on top there. I have been on, back when I was young, I've been on top at Neyland.
Yeah, I've done that. On top I of think the press I did that box once, yeah.
Where they film.
Mm-hmm. Like the promo shots and stuff like that, yeah.
That's a wild way to watch a football game, though, because it looks like you can see everything. Mm-hmm. It's a different way of watching. Like you can see how the plays are designed.
Yeah.
When I was up there, I can't remember. It may have been Anthony Hancock. It was in the 80s. One of those guys caught like a long, long bomb for a touchdown. While I was up there, it was pretty cool to watch. And you just kind of watch the crowd.
I feel like I've always been up there for like firework shows or off-season stuff. I've never watched a game from up. I've watched a game from the press box, obviously, but never the roof of it.
When they first started, speaking of watching fireworks, when they first started Boomsday.
RIP, bring it back.
Like the first year, like we walked out on the old railroad bridge.
I've never done that.
And we were that
scared. I take that back. I might have done it once.
Because not all the, I don't know how it is now, but it used to be like all the timber, the cross timbers weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they were, it's not like the gap between them.
Yeah, you've said that before. It's like slightly more than your average step. Yeah.
And it's nerve wracking, but yeah, we were just hanging off the, sitting on the edge of that thing like a bunch of loons watching. There's no better seat in the house for Boomsday.
Oh, I buy that, yeah. Right there on
got
the river
home and
facing
figured out we had like that pine tar all over us from the railroad ties, but they quickly shut that down. But how long's it been since Boomsday went away?
I feel like a long time, right? Like has it been 10 years?
Did you go every year?
Maybe not every year, but I feel like I went to a bunch. Like I don't remember missing any because they were always like right around the start of football season, so everybody's
it's
like
Labor Day.
Yeah, they're jonesing and you're ready for it. And then what was it? '04 they moved that game. Didn't they move the game to Monday night and Boomsday to Sunday or vice versa? They moved it around
weird.
To where it was so cool. That was such a great weekend. I've watched it from the Row House a couple times, top of Thompson Bowling a couple times. One year just out with the
I watched
mass
from the top
of
the
people.
Astronomy building.
Was that a good spot? Good view?
Hell yeah. That was a good one. The top of Barley's. The roof at Barley's, that was.
Could you see it okay from there?
Yeah, not really.
Hmm.
You kind of. Watch it from the south side.
We do have a request in the Discord, Bear. I guess I'm going to run it by you because apparently there is a. What are your feelings on Red Zone exactly?
It was just something I got away from it when I stopped playing fantasy football, and I haven't picked it back up yet.
But did you enjoy it when you did watch it? Did you,
oh, yeah.
Did you
I was
like
addicted
the product?
To it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's addictive.
Justin Hanna said we had to add that to the list.
Is he, I mean, it's 5:30 on a Friday. I mean, is he sober? I feel like he ought to have one of
it's
those. It's 4:30
his time. He ought to have maybe.
He ought to have an interlock device on his phone.
There is photo evidence of him hanging out with Trey Smith today.
Trey Smith was really slumming today, wasn't he?
Whoa. Our good friend Justin Hanna?
He's a loud mouth.
Jeez Louise.
But yeah, I mean, I
his
like it.
His family's restaurant, though, if you're ever out that way. I've just forgotten the name. Dang it.
Maybe he'll tell us in the Discord.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it, but it is a different way of watching when you go back to start watching, like, regular. And then I was just kind of too cheap to pay the $5.
$5 a month for Red Zone?
Yeah, because
worth every penny and then some. That's
yeah,
a deal,
but
brother.
It's one of those things, they nickel and dime you, and the next thing you know, your bill's $300 a month.
Who was your Red Zone host? Was it Scott Hansen, or was it what's the other
Siciliano.
Guy? Siciliano.
I don't know. The one I remember is Scott Hansen.
So Hansen's the best one.
We had satellite TV at a house I rented in college, and so it was Siciliano. And I thought, man, this guy's so good. Like, there's no way anybody's better than him. And then I got DirecTV, and so it's Scott Hansen. I love Scott Hansen, man.
Honestly,
he's so good.
I got annoyed by Siciliano.
He hates the Cleveland Browns. I know that. He would always make fun of the Cleveland Browns.
They're easy to make fun of.
But I thought he was good. But I think Hansen's just better. A lot better.
We're commercial free.
Well, they had that whole...
7 hours.
It wasn't a fire alarm. It was just an alarm going off of the studio, and he was persevering through it this year.
Well, no, it was a fire alarm, but there was nobody showed up to tell him like how to turn it off or whatever.
It was like, I'm just gonna keep giving you all these updates,
right?
Despite
and then at
the
one
fact
point,
that the building
may be burning down. And at one point, he's like, "Look, we have to leave the building now for a little bit. We're gonna leave everything running. We're gonna put you on the best game." It was only like 2 or 3 minutes, but there was nothing. They just showed the one game because they didn't have anybody there to switch the cameras.
Well,
he had to leave.
About that,
it was good. Then they got back in and ran it like a bunch of pros.
That was pretty cool. You know what? Pretty cool. You know what?
I do like they show all the touchdowns at the end, especially if you've had a big fantasy day.
Yeah, that is fun. Every touchdown from every game brought to you by DraftKings.
In chronological order.
Which is a nice touch.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, that's really good. Well, you okay?
Yeah.
Well, you getting you tiring out on me on a Friday? What's going on?
I'm a little gassed, yeah.
You're gassy?
No, I'm gassed.
Okay.
Running out of gas.
Mm, well.
Struggling here to get across the finish line.
Well, you know, we've had a lot thrown on our plate this week here, Bear. You know, we had the big chair decided to take a 4-day weekend.
I feel like he would much rather have been at work than where he's been the past 48 hours.
I don't disagree. But he
I
did
would be too.
He did decide to stay at home. I'm not that be derogatory.
That's how I was for 72 hours when I had COVID back in February.
Was it just 3 days?
Yeah, it was just 3 days.
I gave you COVID, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. So here's the thing. I didn't have any symptoms I did have symptoms, but like in the days after you had figured out you had it, like the Wednesday and through Friday, I didn't know I had any symptoms of any kind. And then suddenly I just felt this fever come on in the press conference of the A&M game, and I was like, oh, no, this is not good.
Of all the people to come in not feeling well and pass COVID around the office, Bear, I have to admit I was very surprised that it was you.
I had no idea. This time I just had the sniffles.
As careful as you made us be for 3 years.
I had no immune system.
I'm just saying.
Zero.
Just, you know. Rules for me, not for thee, or vice versa, whatever.
Which one of us went through intensive radiation treatment and had no immune system for a while?
Just saying, you know, like maybe. Don't be a hypocrite. So, you got poor Tucker sick. Marcus got it.
I mean, it got given
Sam
to me
got
at the
it.
Station.
Hmm?
Remember, it was Sam who brought it in.
No, you admitted to it on day one. You
no.
said, no, I went to an event this weekend. I probably shouldn't have gone. I'm probably going to get COVID.
Oh, no, I was talking about the first time I got it last summer.
Oh, okay.
But I don't recall that.
But this time you gave it to Marcus and you gave it to Sam.
Before you joined us.
No, I was with you guys at the summertime.
When did I get it? Was it last summer? Yeah. It was one of the overtime guys. Somebody gave it to me at the station the first time, and I just had no idea I had it. Mm. Well, because I just had it like less than 6 months ago, and I'm like, they made me take every vaccine because, again, I didn't have the whole immune system thing for a couple of years. Immunocompromised. Hey, coming up on the four,
where are you at now?
Anniversary.
Really?
4 years? It's about as good as it's going to get. Like, I still have to be careful.
Just not for other people?
Well, no.
Careful for yourself?
No, I mean...
Do you think you've been careful?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Friday night was the first time I'd been in a huge crowd like that.
You were outside.
Yeah, but you're still, like, I don't... I mean, I'm telling you, I haven't, you know...
But you just don't like crowds either. Not just... You've never
liked... It depends. It depends on situation. Like, festivals, I'm fine.
Outdoor crowd, yep.
Neyland Stadium, not okay.
Really?
Yeah.
When's the last football game you went to?
Missouri in 16. And before that, it was Georgia 2001.
You went 15 years between football games and now you're at 8?
Yeah.
What?
Well, they
Where's
broke
your
my
orange,
heart.
Dude?
They broke my heart in that Georgia game.
That was a bad one. That was probably the loudest that stadium's
ever
been.
The hobnail boot game.
And no one talks about it.
And then when I went back in 16, it was what I feared. And, you know.
Well, in 16, we would have won, right?
Yeah, we would have won. It was beyond, like, frigid that day, and the wind was whipping off the river. And just the drunkenness. And had my kid there and ended up in a section with a lot of drunk. I made a mistake and accepted tickets for my old stomping grounds, the South End Zone. Proud to be a Southie, but people cut from different cloth in the South End Zone.
Damn right we are. That's where my family's had their tickets for years. Sorry, Tucker.
You're a Southie?
Can't be a press box person all the time.
Press box? He's a skyboxer.
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore, no. But I once was. I think I was.
Once was when you used to be
in my golden era, we sat in the skybox.
Yeah, once upon a time. That's no longer, though. We do have tickets for somewhere. I forget where exactly. I want to say maybe like southwest or east corner. West, one of those two.
Yeah, probably southwest, yeah.
Imagine you were guys over towards the QRS kind of area, if I had to guess. Knowing you. And knowing your family, I imagine you guys are over there on the between the 50 and the 30.
I'd have to look again. No, we're not between the 50 and the 30.
Well,
no, Bear, we were on the 50. How dare you?
I've had seats on the 50 one time, and it was – I could not have picked a better game for it.
Me too. What was yours?
The Jamal Lewis when he stepped on Kirby's face, almost 300-yard game against Georgia.
When he's his freshman year, right? Yeah. Remember the 02 Florida downpour?
Yay.
50-yard line in the dry, but we still got creamed, so it wasn't exactly much fun. But that was one game where I was very happy to be in the dry.
So my life started with a Florida beatdown. Fitting.
Sorry.
My first game,
really just a bad 5 minutes.
I barely remember it. My first game was the Larry Sievers, did he catch it, touchdown against Clemson. I was like 3 years old.
My first game was a South Carolina game, and I don't even remember the year. I just remember James Stewart picked up a first down, and everybody was yelling little man, and I just thought that was the coolest thing ever, and I just said, I think for the rest of the day, the only words out of my mouth were, little man, little man. Those were the days.
I'm so much older than you guys.
Yeah. We know, bud.
05 Vandy for me.
Really?
Yeah. I've been to probably...
What a terrible one.
I know.
Now, allegedly, I was taken to a game. I don't remember. I was an infant. Allegedly, I was taken to the first night game.
Really?
I think it was against Penn State.
I think that's right. Yep. Yeah, because they wouldn't play us or something time-wise and for travel. And we were like, okay, we'll put some lights up. Come down here and play us. And we won.
For what it's worth, I've been to both of Tennessee's wins over Alabama since 2006.
That's a good one.
That's a banger of a song.
What's that?
For what it's worth.
Who sings it?
Liam Gallagher.
Why don't we do a break or something?
And we'll be right back with the shocking conclusion of the drive.
Oasis.
Coming up next.
Oasis!
Stop. All right, we're wrapping up here on The Drive. We got it. We got some calls. We got one coming in hot right here. We'll go straight to the phones where we have the fabulous one, Rick Butler. Rick, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys, I'm doing pretty well. Now, I don't want to come up here and interrupt, but if you will go ahead and step to the side for a minute, I want to talk to Russell String Bean Smith for a quick minute. Now, I'm over here out in West Knoxville. I'm shining up my World Series ring quite nicely, Russell, but I'm also giving directions to the Texas faithful that are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia tonight to see the Rangers take on the Braves. Now, look, I know, Russell, I know you've got a really big stolen bases world championship to hang on to, and that's wonderful, right? That's a great consolation prize. But you should know that there's an 11-9 freight train named the Texas Rangers about to roll into that ballpark tonight, and they're going to show you in a three-game series what championship-level baseball looks like. We had the conversation last fall. I just wanted to bring the conversation back real quick. I hope you guys have a terrible series. I hope you lose all three games. Now, I don't even need to hope. The New York Mets just showed us how to beat you guys squarely, so this shouldn't be too hard. But, Russell, I just want you to know that my World Series ring, oof, it's glistening in the light, baby.
Rick?
What?
Russ isn't here today.
Russell's not there today?
No, he's sick. He's got a stomach virus, dude.
Oh, he's sick.
It's a great he's rant, sick. Though.
Oh, that's convenient, right?
If I see posts from Truist tonight of him and the young man at the Braves game,
skipping out on the fan run open,
it'd be bad form, is what it would
be. Bad look for him.
Look. Rick just called in and ripped. I mean, did it not dawn on you? I mean, you were like a minute into that rant, and you hadn't been flushed.
I honestly thought I was just throwing so many haymakers he couldn't stay. Russell's really not there? You're saying I just did that whole thing for nothing?
Oh, I mean, it's on the podcast. It'll live forever. We can cut it up and send it to him if you want.
Oh, that would be wonderful. You guys are the best radio show in Knoxville, right there.
Former
Except
member
for
of
String Bean. Yeah. All right, well, you guys have a great rest of your show. Sorry for the interruption. Have All a good one.
Right. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Rick,
what?
the silence after.
I'm sorry, he's not there? What?
Pardon me? Rick. Rookie mistake. Like, I would have known, because, you know, Russell would have started screaming trying to.
No, he wouldn't have screamed, and he wouldn't have flushed him. You know what button he'd have pressed.
Yeah, I've got that somewhere, but I'm not playing it.
He'd have played the chop.
Well, from
I guess I'm going to have to get a soundboard for when Russell's out.
I've got some in here.
I know, but I want to have it over here.
Yeah, I'm in line first. He's never let me do that. Well, he says I don't pay attention.
You don't.
Touche.
Who we got?
All right. Going to be our last caller of the evening and the week and open up the weekend. We have Joshy Boy. Joshy Boy, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good.
I heard Polish taking a shot at me yesterday.
That was after your completely unwarranted cheap shot at him the day before, for being honest.
Yeah, I know. It seems like you guys were on his side yesterday.
Whoa, we don't take sides.
Neutral and collar-on-collar violence.
We're just officials in the ring. Two great boxers throwing haymakers at each other. We're just making sure that the gloves are tight and there's no shenanigans.
You know what I love? When Williams stepped in yesterday, he defended himself really good against Polish. I really like that.
Well, it's not hard. I mean, Polish Joe's battle of wits with him. He shows up to a gunfight with a spoon.
It's easy to defend yourself against a lunatic.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about Stamos getting the start tonight for the Vols?
First of all, is it Stamos or what do you keep calling
Stamos.
Him?
Stamos. I don't know. It's one of the two.
Stamos.
I think they may have hit on something at very Vitello and Frank the Tank kind of a deal. I mean, they've done stuff like this in the past. I mean, when they moved Chase Burns last year, although Burns eventually transferred and didn't like it. But, you know, they've done things. You have to – a sign of a good coach to me is somebody who's willing to try something different, to shake things up, to get a better result. And I felt like Causey was getting shelled in those early innings. And for whatever reason, he seems a lot more comfortable coming in a relief role rather than as a starter.
Yeah. I really liked what we saw from Marcus Phillips Tuesday night. Is he what year is he at Tennessee?
Let me check real quick for you, Josh boy.
He's a JUCO transfer.
So, but I don't know if he's got 2 years or one.
Yeah, this says he's sophomore, so it would be two after this.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Iowa Western Community College.
Well, no, okay, so he's a sophomore this year.
But eligibility-wise, he could go next year.
After next year. Right. So we'll have him for one more year.
Definitely at least one more year.
When I saw him, Josh, we went to the intra-squad World Series game up at Smokies Park back last fall, Russ and I did. He looked incredible.
Oh, he's a monster. I mean, he's 6'4" and a half, 200.
He launched one, up near the tree line up there at Smokies Park out of the stadium.
Really?
Yeah. He can hit, too. So, I really thought we had a chance for him to be a
Cagney.
So, what do you guys think about this series this week? You think we take 2 out of 3?
Hope so. We have to play good baseball. Can't make a lot of mistakes.
Houston says otherwise.
I said, Joshy boy, if we win tonight, I think we get the sweep. My good luck charm has already been placed. Me and John Wilkerson have a little communication before every game. He sent it today. He sent it early. Normally, it's not until right before the pitch.
Give him my best next time you communicate.
I will. Yeah. We usually do before and after every game.
I love Johnny Wilkerson.
He's so good, and he's such just a great dude.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Voice of the Fighting Irish of Knoxville Catholic High School on the radio.
At the Butch Bowl.
Is it seeming really good that Iwaka and Mayshak are probably coming back to Tennessee?
Well, Mayshak's not going anywhere. Iwaka, he needs to make up his mind before his spot's gone.
I know. That's weird, Joshy. I think they want him back, but I also think they're not willing to stay around and save his spot and wait for him. They might go out and find somebody they like better. Don't get me wrong, I really like Iwaka, and I think you'd like to have him. But I also think replacing his production probably wouldn't be that hard to do. So he needs to make a decision
fast. It
wouldn't
be trying to replace, say, Zakai Ziegler's production.
Right. Or a Dalton Kinect with one player.
Honest to God, Jemai Mayshak would be hard to replace as far as when you have Jemai on your team, and say you've got a team who comes in here just about every year, Alabama, he can take their best player completely
and put him in a blender.
Yeah. And just lock him down. So, that being said, I really didn't want Adu and Iwaka to leave.
Oh, I
really like those guys. But, now they're gone. So, good luck. Yeah. I wish them the best.
Well, y'all have a good weekend. Go Vols.
Go Vols, Joshy boy. Go Vols.
Proud of you. Didn't take a cheap shot at Pit Pojo.
No, it was professional, reserved,
informative. Pojo.
He's a fun dude.
We just need to bring him out of the darkness.
I don't think that's going to happen.
What do you think it would take for Pojo? A natty? Is that the only thing that's
going to... I don't know, because I feel like if we had made the Final Four, he would have complained if we hadn't made it to
We need multiple natties in a row.
He should have... He would say he should have done this long
before
now.
Yeah. It took long enough, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
No, you're right.
So...
Anybody going to join me on my sweep prediction if we win tonight? Huh?
No, I'm saying I'm... 2 out of 3.
You guys don't Vol-eve. You're not Vol-evers.
I believe in the fact that they're going to win the series, but 3 games in a row against one of the best teams in the country is a big ask.
We'll see what they're made of. I'm not sure I'm buying it. I'm not trying to tempt the wrath of the thing high atop the whatever, but I don't know know if I buy this Kentucky hype machine. I don't know if they're legit.
We'll find out tonight.
Yeah, I like our bats. I like what we've kind of – feels like we're maybe settling in a little bit to the pitching rotation. Now, we're not going to win every game, 15-1 or nothing, but, if we give up a couple runs, I like the firepower in this offense to get us over the hump. What are you grinning at? Did he just make a mistake over there?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe he deleted the ads or something.
No.
Can't do that. Can't do that again.
Can't do that.
When I didn't delete him yesterday.
No, you did the opposite of that. They played while the outro was playing.
Yeah. Yeah, because we went too long. We're not going to do that today.
No, we're not. Atlanta Braves baseball coming your way as soon as we're done. Their coverage may pick up, I think, at 6:05. We'll have that switch, and I believe first pitch is 7:10? 7:20?
7:20.
Joe Simpson on the call tonight. Ranger Rick's boys travel to Truist Park.
Hot Atlanta.
I bet it
Well, that'll do it for us.
Today. Good job. Yesterday and today,
boys. We will have Russell back with us on Monday at 3. Have a full update from the Fan Run Open.
Oh, hopefully we're that trophy sitting right here.
And everything that's going to happen sports-wise between now and then. You've been listening to Drive on Fan Run Radio.
Sure.